Namaste. So now please find your comfortable seat. You do not have to sit with your legs crossed on the floor, but if you want, please feel free. You can as well sit on a chair. Just make sure you do not cross your legs. You put your feet flat on the ground. All right. And this is now valid for every practice we do. Okay. You always turn your palms facing up so you can receive and give. And then you place the back of your hands on your thighs. All right, that's all. And always make sure that your spine is straight. Imagine that your spine is like an antenna that connects you with a higher consciousness, if you allow it, right? When you sit straight, your energy can flow freely. And that's what we want to do. We do not want, thoughts. We are attaching to thoughts. We are not able to let go, to block our flow of energy. They can become energetic blocks and throw your energy system off balance, and that affects the quality of your mind, of your thoughts, of your emotions. So just simply sit straight, right? Palms facing up. Exhale, and then simply close your eyes. Don't do anything. Just close your eyes. Relax your face, your mouth, and your tongue. Close your mouth and let your breath flow through your nostrils. Now your mind is like a little kid that always wants to grab your attention. Your mind is like a monkey, naughty monkey that always jumps around trying to distract you. Your mind is like a kite. As soon as one distraction comes up, it flies away. Now this is normal. The goal is not to stop the mind from producing thoughts. That's the nature of the mind. You just don't want to give them your attention. And when you notice that your mind wanders, jumps away, wants to take you away from the present moment, disturb your concentration, you simply pull it back. Now you want to concentrate on your breath. Now, if your mind disturbs you like a little kid or the monkey jumping around in front of you with different thoughts, imagine you're taking the little kid gently by the hand, pull it back to your point of focus, your breath. Imagine the monkey, if you prefer the monkey. Imagine pulling the monkey on its tail back onto your point of focus, the breath. Imagine the kite trying to fly away, trying to carry away into the past, towards judgments, towards your inner critic, towards the future. Imagine you're grabbing the line, pull it back to your point of focus, and keep your focus on your breath. And that's the practice. Try to concentrate as long as you can on your breath. As soon as the little kid, the monkey, or the kite disturbs you, you bring them back. Focus again on your breath. That's how you practice. That's how you discipline your mind. And you will notice by doing this every single day, it will get easier. It's like a practice. Through repetition, it will reveal its magic. Only through repetition will the monkey calm down, will the kid calm down, will the kite stay in its place, will your mind stay focused. So they run away, they distract you, you bring them back. That's the practice. All right. And in the future, or after a while of practice, and you notice that they disturb you less, and that the space between thoughts becomes a little bit wider and bigger, and movements of your mind calm down a little bit. And your mind learns to do what you tell it to do. Stay focused on the breath. It's like a game you're playing with your mind. And as longer you practice, as more you insist, your mind will follow. And when you manage to keep your focus, your concentration on your breath, and you always bring your mind back to the breath in daily life, you will slowly manage to bring your mind always onto something good that creates good emotions. You will manage to bring your mind always onto a thought, into something that you're grateful for, which creates good emotions. And that's the goal, to determine how you want to feel, to determine how you want to experience your life. Now sit with eyes closed, observing how your breath flows through your nostrils in and out. And in the same way you allow your thoughts to flow through your mind, they come, they go, they come, they go, they come, they go. You don't give them too much attention. You notice them and let them go. And if you notice that you got attached to a thought, that is the moment when the monkey is trying to pull you away, or when the kid is trying to get your attention. As soon as you notice, you let the thought go and you bring your attention back to the point of focus, your breath. And now you use the power of imagination. Now you imagine that when you inhale, the universe around you exhales. And when you exhale, the universe around you inhales. Inhale and the universe around you exhales. Exhale and the universe around you inhales. And you notice how we are all breathing each other, how life is a constant exchange with all other living creatures. We breathe each other. We are always connected through our breath. And you can also imagine that when you inhale, you take from the universe what you need: energy, strength, courage, vitality, happiness, abundance. And when you exhale, you release fear, struggles, resistance, pain, envy, jealousy, fear into the universe. Inhale while the universe exhales and take. Exhale while the universe inhales, release. In the meantime, your mind, the little monkey, the little kid, the kite try to disturb you. Doesn't matter. Bring them back and focus on your breath and on the universe breathing with you. And like every practice I'm showing you, you can stay here as long as you want. And you come back with your attention into your body. You feel your feet on the ground. You feel your legs, your sit bone, tailbone, your back, your belly, your chest, your shoulders, arms, hands. Feel your face. Bring palms of your hands together. Rub hands. Your hands onto your closed eyes, bow head slightly down, and come back. So that's your first practice, right? So basically, the practice is still concentration, right? So you choose your point of focus in this tool, right? In this example, we use our breath and our imagination, that when we inhale, the universe exhales, and when we exhale, the universe inhales. As soon as our attention shifts from breath and this imagination, this visualization, Like, this is when the monkey escapes. This is when the little kid says, "Hey, I want your attention." This is when the kite flies away. And we just bring them back to the breath, back to the universe. That's the practice. All right. And this is like training the biceps. If you want to have a big biceps, you have to do for years and years and years, always the same movement. There's no other movement for your biceps. That's the movement your biceps does. That's what you have to practice. You want to discipline your mind. You want your mind to do what you want. That's the practice. All right. And I'll give you different tools to practice that. All right. And after a while of practice, the space between thoughts will become longer. Okay. And your mind will become more obedient. Now, when you manage then keeping your focus on the thought, on the thing you choose, that will also work in daily life, right? When you in daily life then feel, thoughts that usually create unpleasant emotions, you immediately shift your focus and you tell your mind, "I do not want to focus on that." Right? When your mind, for example, thinks about all the people that are doing better than you, and that they look better than you, and they are more flexible than you, and they are richer than you, and they are, well, whatever your mind imagines, right? You know that when you focus on this, you feel bad about yourself. Soon as you notice, you tell your mind, "Uh-uh, I want to focus on all the things I have achieved, on all the things I'm grateful for, right? I want to tell myself I'm good enough, right? I'm lovable." So you tell your mind what to do. You shift, you focus instead on all the things you have achieved, on all the things you're great at, on all the things you're grateful for. And that creates good emotions, right? So you tell your mind what to focus on because you want to create the emotions. You want to determine how you feel. That's your superpower and that's how it works, right? So you discipline your mind to then be able in daily life to also have your mind under control. Tell your mind what to focus on. Where your focus goes, your emotion flow. All right? What you focus on will eventually become your emotion, and your emotions determine the quality of your life, right? And that's the only thing you can control, how you want to feel. All right? We'll talk more about that, but this is why you do this practice. All right? Have a beautiful day. Mwah.